bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
All right, Bristol.
All right, well, this week we've got a couple of little ones, and they're all Adelaide associated. Oh, and I know Duck had a little bit of a time over there, but no one had more time over there than this man, the King of Adelaide.
Mayor.
Mark Rusciuto is joining us. Rue, welcome to you.
Led me astray for 2 years, Duck, and that was enough.
The 2 years old there, Rue. One Brownlow, one runner up in the Brownlow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in that second year, Duck.
Was that right?
You've been getting into each other a bit today.
Yeah, we need to clear the air, Rusciuto.
Now listen, Rue. I just want you to tell me whether these are myth or whether they're in fact true.
We're
going to go back to 1999, I reckon it was. Malcolm Blight was your coach. You were battling on the ladder. Gee, what's all that background noise there, Rue? Can you just tidy things up a bit, mate?
No, I'm standing outside the shopping centre doing the shopping.
Be one of his kids.
You had just come off winning the two premierships that Adelaide won. Form was down. You're a little bit frustrated, not you personally, but the team. It was a training night, the warm-up, and Malcolm Blight apparently got a ladder out in the rooms. Now, he apparently got the ladder out, and was it he that climbed to the top of the ladder and gave you guys a spray, or did each of you have to climb on the ladder, go to the top, and make a speech? I'm not quite sure what part of that is true or false.
The part that's true is that the Messiah got up onto the top of the ladder and just went on to give everyone a spray one by one in front
of the group. But hang on. You all had your backs to him facing the wall, and he got you to turn around one at a time. Was that true?
Well, there was a big circle, and he was up standing up on a ladder in the middle of it, and he just called you out one by one and just proceeded to give you a massive toweling down. He was the best, most intimidating coach I've ever had. Blighty, he hated losing, and After back-to-back flags, I think it's fair to say we're probably not quite at 100% the way we'd prepared and the way we were going, and he thought he needed to give us a spray, and that's what he did. One by one, he called us out the front and just gave it to us.
Did he, Rue, or did he not tell one of the rookies or one of the boys down the end of the line to clear out his locker without even looking at him?
I think he might have, JB. He didn't miss anyone. He went from the rookies right up to the dual premiership captain, Mark Bickley, who we used to love on Triple M, Bix. And he said to Bix, he called him out the front, and he said, "Why don't you go and buy a copy of Michael Tuck's book? It's called How to Play Within Your Limitations."
And was it also true that the very last player up on the ladder perched Malcolm Blight? He got to the very last guy in line. His name was Ben Hart, great player for the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
And he said, "Gee, I wish we had 21 Ben Harts in the team." Was that true?
Well, he was the only one who got a rap, as I recall it, and he said, "Go and get yourself a new contract, son. You're the only one having a crack." So that was the way it turned out. But you know, thought he might have been in the same boat.
Strange things happened in your rooms, Rue, because not only was the ladder climbing episode, but I'm told there was a circle of truth in your rooms on a particular occasion. Might have even been at Princess Park after a game where Blighty, I'm told, formed a circle around him. He was in the middle of the circle, and he walked around doing 360s inside the circle saying, "The weak one, please step forward." And he just kept walking around saying, "The weak one, please step forward."
More than that.
Now, he didn't get a response, so then he got outside the circle and walked around the outside of the circle. He walked, I'm told, he did 4 laps of the entire group, and would the weak one please step into the circle? No one stepped in, so on his 5th lap, he pushed the weak one in. Is that true?
That's true, Brian.
Who was it?
But I think we'll allow that. And he pushed Matty Connell right into the middle of the circle.
He was a dual best and fairest winner.
Oh, one best and fairest in a year. He won it. But he pushed him in. I don't think Matty's ever recovered. on it. He went back to Western Australia with his tail between his legs after that, and he went into school teaching, and he was ruthless. Sliding and Bill, you know all the wacky things he did at Geelong, mate.
He
just continued on at Adelaide, but gee, he knew how to get the best out of him, and if he didn't get the best out of the players, he absolutely snapped them in two and they were useless. But he didn't die wondering why.
Rashoot, did anyone, yourself included, as the best player at the club and also the mayor of the joint, did anyone stand up to him ever?
No, that wasn't a smart move. You just copped your pasting, and you know he didn't do it for. He did it when you needed to do it, and he used it to motivate you and get the best out of you, and he did. So he was fantastic like that, Blighty. I couldn't speak highly enough of him.
Aru, thank you very much for that. So both of those have a fair element of truth to them.
Yeah, good. A couple of myths busted.
Very good. And there are a lot more with Blighty, as you've already pointed out. But,
is it true that you have bought Roaming Brian rights or not? Oh, no. You're not.
I will say this. It has been registered. I wouldn't do such a thing.
Yes, you would.
And yes. Have you really got a corner in the gym or not?
Yes.
That is total rumour.
That is Casey's corner.
He's just made that up. The hair tablets are completely true. You should have got on them, Roo.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you can get them.
Yeah, I think you're gone a bit too far.
Too far, Roo.
Hey, Rashoot, has your breakfast radio mate, Chris Dittmar, recovered from the pasting bristle keeps giving him?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't like that bristle, I'll tell you what. He got really antsy about that. But it was needed, like. I thought it was Blighty before. Sometimes blokes need a spray, and you gave him a good old-fashioned BC special.
Mate, he plays squash. Come on.
That's who we need. Blighty in here.
Yeah.
Just to give us a burst. Or
hey, Rashoot, great chatting to you, mate. You would have loved watching last night, by the way. Your boys were great.
Good response after a very poor the week before. If we can have a good month or two and get the players back and fit, I think we'll be pretty well placed for the second half of the year.
Hey, Roo, what about the captain, Tex Walker? Responded very nicely.
He did. And, I think a lot of people in the media should know that if a good player is not playing well, there's usually a reason for it. Not too many of the real good players stay down for too long. It's usually an injury they're carrying. They're not they're not out of form for a long time. And Tex has definitely got a couple of things that have been troubling him. And he reckons he's on the improve, which is a good thing, but it was fantastic what he did last night. I thought he was lucky to even be out there, and he stood up and did a great job, as all the players did. So now it's a huge win, and now they've got to back it up with a few games at home.
Well done, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good afternoon, everyone.
There's a shoot.